Hello again. This is the old Good Morning Man, Kermit Edney, with program number 163 in a series of 260 chapters dealing with the happenings and the people who made things happen here over the past 50 years, the WHKP years since 1946. In that we follow the same format used by the great Frank L. Fitzsimmons, we call this program merely Where Fitz Left Off. And today we're going to surprise you with information about the uncle of the Reverend A.J. Overton, Jr. A.J., when he was a little boy attending grammar school's year, was known as Buddy. He later went on to become head of and primary spokesman for Slavic Christians around the world and is heard every Sunday morning here on WHKP. I went to school with A.J. Overton, Jr., and years ago, when he would return to the Hendersonville area to visit his family, he would occasionally stop by and visit and reminisce over the old days at Rosa Edwards Schools when we were in the same grade and over his years as pastor out at the Grace Baptist Church at East Flat Rock. His daddy, Mr. Overton, ran a business similar to that we told you about, having been run by Lawrence Jenkins, Wholesale Groceries, and he was a very successful man. Mr. Overton lived to be 87 years old. His first interest was in his God and in the study of prophecy. His second love was growing azaleas and rhododendron. His garden on Canuga Street was famous for varieties he had imported even from China. And he was so proud of his son, Reverend A.J. Jr., and when A.J. left Grace Church for a totally new field dealing with Slavic Jews, the old man was proud of the challenge his son was undertaking, but he hated to see him leave his beloved mountains. There were three daughters, Lillian, Josephine, and Martha. And virtually no one growing up with them realized that their mother's brother, Mitchell Lee Shipman, would be called today a yellow dog Democrat. In all the years I knew Mr. Overton Sr., and in those years I was around A.J. Jr. or Buddy, I never heard from either one of them a word about politics. And yet Effie Shipman, who had married Mr. Overton, was a sister to Mitchell Lee Shipman. And I'm going to tell you that he is the only man from either party from Henderson County to serve in what some would call the Council of State, Secretary of this or Secretary of that. In North Carolina, these positions, unlike in the federal government, they are elected by the people. Mitchell Lee Shipman was at one time or another a school teacher, county superintendent of schools, secretary, treasurer of the Orphans Association, whatever that was back then. He was also clerk of the North Carolina Baptist Association, but first and foremost, he was not just a politician, he was the epitome of a yellow dog Democrat. From around the turn of the century, Mitchell Lee Shipman was editor of the French Broad Hustler, which was published here and distributed in Henderson and Transylvania counties. There was never a Republican who found mercy from the pen of M.L. Shipman. He even wrote not just critical, but nasty, vitriolic columns against the gentle and beloved Congressman John Grant. And he accused the congressman of planning a pork barrel project to build naval warships on the French Broad River at Asheville. Now, Robert Byrd of West Virginia would have been an angel to Mitchell Lee Shipman. When C.F. Toms was elected to the legislature as a Democrat and then changed his registration to Republican, his pen pierced Mr. Toms in every issue with vindictive adjectives known perhaps only to the most literate of the people of the county. He also found it a cause for rejoicing when a Democratic baby was born, or he was very happy when he read that an old Republican had died. Several months ago, I pilfered through the old microfilm of many of the editions of the French Broad Hustler. I suppose Dot McDowell, with her publication Gleanings from the French Broad Hustler, piqued my curiosity, and I would read one of his editorials where Mr. Shipman, well, he'd let it all hang out, and I enjoyed many a chuckle. He not only wrote about politics, he was chairman of the Henderson County Democratic Executive Committee, as well as the chairman of the 11th District Congressional Committee. In about 1812, he was appointed by Governor Glenn and later Governor Kitchen to be Commissioner of Labor, and they also threw in printing back in those years. From 1924 to 30, he published another Democratic paper, the Jeffersonian Weekly. and he was president of the Press Association and held a number of other positions. But above all else, he not only was the first person in Henderson County to hold a cabinet position in state government, Commissioner of Labor and Printing, but from a publication, Shipman Family in America, by Rita Carr et al., he was also at one time named Secretary of State. He was married in 1896 to Lula Osborne, daughter of W.K. Osborne of Transylvania. They had two daughters, Mattie Josephine, who married a Hancock, Dorothy May, who married a Pierce, two sons, William Franklin and Mitchell Lee Shipman, Jr. He was born at Bowman's Bluff, and when he died at the age of 78 in 1944, he was buried in Raleigh. Mitchell Lee Shipman, the only cabinet-level office holder in either party, a Democrat serving as both Commissioner of Labor and Printing and Secretary of State after he organized and purchased the French Broad Hustler from the late 80s into the 90s in Henderson County. Another memory of this seventh child of a seventh child, lucky enough to have been born here, the good sense never to leave, and the job he's loved all of his life. Sursum corda as we approach the next 50 years.